It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Same-sex couples can be legally married in Pennsylvania one day and be fired from their jobs the next because of discrimination allowed under the law in employment, housing, and public accommodations. But now, proposed legislation in the State House and Senate, House Bill 300 and Senate Bill 300, would prohibit discrimination based on an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity or expression. I'm joined now in studio by State Representative Erin Mulchaney. She's co-sponsor of HB 300. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. Welcome back, Erin.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to be back.
We extended an invitation to State Representative Daryl Metcalf of Cranberry, who opposes this legislation. We invited him to join us. He declined. Erin Mulchaney, it has been perfectly legal in many parts of Pennsylvania to discriminate against someone based on their sexual orientation or gender identity or expression. Have there been other attempts in the legislature to prevent this from happening?
You know, it is my understanding as a freshman legislator that this House bill, House Bill 300, has moved through the legislature in the past in several sessions. Representative Dan Frankel has been at the forefront of those efforts, as well as the prime sponsor for the Democrats on this bill, House Bill 300. So, you know, the concept of preventing LGBT discrimination in terms of employment and housing is not a new concept, and there have been Democrats that have been fighting for this for a long time. And as someone who's new to the legislature, one of the first things I did was sign on to this bill because I just really believe that no citizen of the Commonwealth should be discriminated against in any way, shape, or form. So this has been an ongoing conversation for years, and I just really think, given the decision on marriage equality, Pennsylvania being the 19th state to have marriage equality in the country, you know, we are really at a tipping point for LGBT non-discrimination to be a reality in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
The type of discrimination we're talking about has already been barred in Pittsburgh and Allegheny County,
yes,
correct?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. And you know, Pennsylvania's Fortune 500 companies have policies in place with their own employees that also, you know, say that we do not discriminate. They specifically mention LGBT non-discrimination in their policies. So this is not just about municipalities stepping up to the plate, but business leaders. We have more than 300 faith leaders from across the Commonwealth that are on board with this. You know, this is really a full-on public push to ensure everyone's civil rights.
Where do things stand with the legislation that you're proposing? Why is it not moving?
Well, House Bill 300 has been introduced, and it is sitting in the State Government Committee, which is chaired by Representative Metcalf on the Republican side. You know, Chairman Metcalf has said on multiple occasions that he personally objects to this type of legislation, and I don't believe it has any intention of moving. I think there's been an ideological line in the sand that's been drawn by the chairman, and I am not confident that the bill staying in his committee is going to get us to where we need to be. I think the options on the table for moving House Bill 300 would be, and this is going to sound pretty extreme, but removing the bill from the State Government Committee and recommitting it to another committee in the House, or frankly, removing the chairman from his position and replacing him with some other member who's much more likely to run the legislation. There is a much greater chance, it is my understanding, that we will see Senate Bill 300 come over to the House, in which case it would be voted on. And my understanding is that with, you know, 96 co-sponsors of the legislation in the House and several more legislators who are willing to vote for the bill, you know, it would pass the House. And ultimately, the governor has said publicly that he would sign the bill.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. My guest is State Rep. Erin Mulchaney, a co-sponsor of legislation that would prohibit discrimination based on an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity or expression. You can join the conversation at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email is essspgh@wesa.fm. On Twitter at ESSPGH, hashtag EPLive. Why is this legislation needed, in your opinion? Or if you're opposed to it, why are you opposed to it? 412-246-2002 is the number to call. And Erin Mulchaney, I would ask you what the arguments are. Those who are saying that they are opposed to this, they're opposing it because of what reasons?
you know, I have to be honest, the opposition has come from a, you know, personal belief system that is now superseding the will of Pennsylvanians, frankly, and the will of the public. You know, I'm much more in tune with the support side of it, again, coming from not only legislators, but the public at large, the faith community, the business community. You know, the Pittsburgh, the Philadelphia, and the Harrisburg chambers have all come out in support of House Bill 300. The opposition, I think, is really kind of a personal ideological opposition that, frankly, I've only really seen from the Republican chairman of the State Government Committee.
Are there significant differences between the House legislation and the bill in the Senate?
No, they're companion pieces of legislation. They're companion bills, so they do complement each other. It's not. It's my understanding that there are little to no differences. You know, obviously, we have different sides of the state capitol drafting the legislation, but we all work together on things like companion legislation. So the bills are virtually identical.
So for those of us who are trying to sort through, you know, how the mechanics of legislation as it moves through the two bodies of the legislature, if the Senate were to pass a bill, and is that a possibility?
I believe it is more of a possibility than the House seeing House Bill 300 come out of state government.
So if the Senate passed the bill, it would come over to the House, and would there even be a bill or a session that would a conference committee that would iron out the differences between the two pieces of legislation?
No, the House would have to vote on the bill in concurrence. So we would have to concur if there are any amendments that come over to
then
there may be some discussion, but you know, if the bill came over from the Senate, it could go to the House floor as a clean bill, or people can put amendments on the legislation. It's my understanding, for instance, in past sessions, that there were a lot of amendments that were kind of hung on the bill or Christmas treed on the bill, as they say, and, you know, ultimately killed it. So the hope is that we get a clean bill and we get to vote on a clean bill and really kind of come into the 21st century in terms of LGBT non-discrimination, like so many of our other states.
Will the recent court decision on marriage give momentum to these bills? You would think that it might lead some legislators to say, this is inevitable. Why don't we just make a decision on this now?
I believe it does. I mean, the courts have come out in support of marriage equality, and we're here, and this is, you know, modern society. And I think that with a high percentage of Pennsylvanians being supportive of LGBT non-discrimination and marriage equality and the governor's decision to not appeal the decision, I think that there's huge momentum right now. And frankly, we had a press conference in the Capitol Media Center last week on this, and it was a packed house. It was really encouraging. So many legislators standing with the prime sponsors of these bills. So many members of the faith community, members of the chambers of commerce, standing together and saying, now is the time. And, you know, I was kind of proud of my colleagues. There was quite a bit of outrage and embarrassment that we haven't done this yet. So I think that level of engagement and outreach and outrage, frankly, really could push this over. I mean, enough public support could really push this over the top.
412-246-2002, the number to call. Again, 412-246-2002. Where do you stand on state legislation, a statewide ordinance that protects people from being discriminated against on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression? 412-246-2002 to join the conversation with our guest, State Representative Erin Mulchaney. Has the legislation that you are involved with in the House, has it been patterned or modeled after any other state's legislation? You mentioned there's 19 other states that do have this particular ordinance. Is there anything that legislators have looked at and said, this is what makes sense for Pennsylvania?
Well, you know, I would imagine that the makers of the bill and the prime sponsors have looked at other states and how they approach LGBT non-discrimination for housing and employment. I think, you know, Pennsylvania is the 19th state to have marriage equality, not necessarily legislation. But
how many states do have, roughly, do we know?
You know, I'm not sure. I know that there are a multitude of municipalities across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania that have instituted these types of non-discrimination policies. You mentioned Pittsburgh, you mentioned Allegheny County, you know, so many major metropolitan areas and other counties and other municipalities have also instituted these, you know, these policies. And, you know, it's been great. It's where we should be as a 21st century state and economy.
What is the detrimental effect of Pennsylvania not having this kind of protection, this kind of discrimination ordinance, as opposed to other states that that do have it? Does it in some way hurt Pennsylvania in maybe an economic impact or something of that nature?
I would imagine that, you know, a state that doesn't have these kinds of protections would not be as marketable to, you know, attracting talent for businesses. You know, employees, I would think, you know, people don't want to live in a state that doesn't support their civil rights. So I can't imagine that you know, other states have seen a detrimental effect to this. I mean, a state that promotes themselves as inclusive and protective of everyone's civil rights, I would think would have a strong economy and a thriving economy and something that really has opportunities to grow. So I think the detriment here is that we're not being inclusive and we're not protecting all Pennsylvanians from basic civil rights and you know, discrimination for housing and employment.
412-246-2002 to join our conversation with Representative Aaron Mulchaney here on Essential Pittsburgh. Let's go to Anthony in Bloomfield. Anthony, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Oh, yes, I have a question. If you support, I mean, how do you propose protecting all people's rights if, for example, if you had a person who was a transvestite with a raging beard dressed up in a dress teaching four-year-olds? Because there's, you know, that's his right to dress up like that. But what happens when that four-year-old asks why someone's dressed up in a dress and has a beard? So, how would you deal with that?
Okay, so this is a question regarding an openly transgender person teaching presumably preschoolers. I'm sure that is a concern that has been raised by some legislators, like, for example, Daryl Metcalf. This may be what he's concerned about. What are your thoughts about Anthony's question?
Well, I think that, you know, the LGBT non-discrimination policies for housing and employment do include T, which is transgender. So this is about extending the civil rights to all people in all professions. And, you know, frankly, I would think that, you know, a place of employment that is not happy with the way its employees are conducting themselves, where it's not consistent with some sort of a policy that they have in place, I would think would probably address it. But I think that the person should not be fired from their position and certainly should be protected to continue being an educator. You know, I think that it's really important that this legislation is LGBTQ, frankly, encompassing everyone and all sexual orientation. Certainly don't want to exclude anyone if we're going to do this. We're going to do it correctly and we're going to do it completely.
If this legislation fails, could change end up coming through the courts? Could you see someone filing a lawsuit over the lack of protection for gay, lesbian, and transgender people in Pennsylvania?
I certainly can see some sort of lawsuits being filed, especially given the marriage equality.
I mean, doesn't it seem surprising that there hasn't been one?
I am very shocked that there has not been one. I guess, especially in light of the marriage equality decision through the courts, you know, we talk about all the time how, you know, marriage equality is now a reality in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, but at the end of the day, you can still be fired for putting your wedding photo on your desk. You know, I can see maybe some lawsuits. I'm not sure what the context, if they would, you know, what kind of civil, I would imagine lawsuits would come up from some of these policies. So I don't think it's off the table.
You know, because at the end of the day, what made or led to marriage becoming a reality, becoming legal for same-sex couples in Pennsylvania was action through the courts.
Mm-hmm.
So you would imagine that people would at some point perhaps become impatient with their legislators if this legislation did not succeed, which leads me to my last question for you, which is how do you see things playing out if it doesn't happen in this session? When might it happen? How might it happen?
You know, if it doesn't happen in this session, then we are going to be awfully, awfully, awfully close to it happening, I believe, in the next session. If it doesn't happen in this session, I think it's going to be a shame and frankly, an embarrassment for Pennsylvania. I mean, again, to have the courts decide on marriage equality and then to still have discrimination in terms of public accommodation employment in place, it just doesn't really lend itself to Pennsylvania being an inclusive state, a state where everybody's going to want to live and work and raise their families and really be a part of their communities. I think it's really now is the time. Now is the time for everyone to call their legislator, contact their legislator. If they are not supportive of this legislation, explain to them why it's important to them personally. I think they need to hear these personal stories and understand why equality and civil rights are important to all Pennsylvanians.
State Rep. Erin Mulchaney has been my guest. She's co-sponsor of HB 300, prohibiting discrimination based on an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity or expression. Erin Mulchaney, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And we extended an invitation to State Representative Daryl Metcalf of Cranberry, who opposes this legislation, to join us. He declined. Coming up, will a new plan backed by Governor Corbett reduce the state's pension debt? It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.